So, two more things. Bringing it back, you mentioned like you want to, you know, it seems like there's a lot of work to be done in your scene. You both kind of are coming at that.
Oh, yeah.
What is one thing, like, if you had, like a wish? Like, what's one thing you would change?
Definitely making music.
Be rising, running through your galaxy, be enterprising. The mothers from another planet from the start, and we here to blow your mind with attacks to your heart.
Get you the heart attack. Don't you think that it's fun? One more time, blow your mind all the way to the sun.
All the way.
We just bite our way through the sweet taste of life. Calories to earn, to burn them off for hot night living. Seated near the chef on them spinning tables. A whispering moon with the tie rush. So she's all wet and a regret for being a side crush. Her pride vanished because I managed to manipulate. I got the best bait. Fishing rod with a planet attack. My gravity's unmatched. Her satellite sat in the light of sun position. Skin well cooked, we look to leave. Even all others with the enemy in mint condition. Crash landed at the house, giving each other mouth to mouth. She pushes me so my bed can catch me. Catch me out of my clothes to birth who we are. As I gaze into her eyes as if they were stars.
Give me that heart attack if you think you're the one.
Yeah.
I got plenty, wrote hits with primates, made a lot of pennies. Warmest in the galaxy, mix a little henny. Drinking with the fish to get your sharks to bite. We like cheers complete, y'all can call me Buzz. And can't one amongst you outdo the youngster. Now must I orbit every mic they hand to me. Circle around your heart, now let's start. Known for making moves on the bigger grooves. Bigger shoes, about the size of canoes. Somebody pull their cell phone out, we on the news. Chill, this ain't about another crooked dollar bill. What the deal? Up here in Parliament behind 10 inspect the fine print, check but not squint. Stare at the sun until your flesh fall off. Even the best fall off after the rest fall off.
Give me that heart attack if you think you're the one. Bite on time, blow my mind all the way to the sun.
We'll be right back.
where my mind resides, hell is bound to find me. And if I find the light, that shit is gonna blind me. I've been off it like a prophet, ain't no telling why. Lately, can you blame me for the fact that I just lost my mind? I've been tripping off the tabs in my room.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hola.
¿Cómo están?
Está bene. That's Italian.
Wild language. Wow, multi-language drifting going on.
See, I understand the Spanish, but I can't speak it. I can speak it. That was what I was like in Costa Rica, too.
We had a conversation once between you speaking Italian
See,
and me speaking
I know.
Spanish.
And you know what? This came in handy when I was in Costa Rica. I knew what people were saying. Yeah. I just couldn't say anything back to them. So it was really, really interesting dynamic.
That's kind of, well, if you spoke in Spanish, or if you spoke in Italian, I bet they could have mostly
I did that a few
you.
Times, and they were like, what is this kid saying? But I was like,
mi scusi, paesano.
Anyway, very exciting times.
It is the dawn of a...
new era.
A new era, the final
the
era.
The final era, the new final era.
Of those dudes from earlier on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford. Yeah, so... big news, your boy, me, and your other boy who's not here, Scott, have this time slot.
And me and my cousin Lily from the from, a critically acclaimed B&H family radio show.
Yeah.
We have the 11 o'clock time slot. So what's going to happen a lot of the time here, boys and girls, and other, is we are going to collab and have a little two-hour show filled with bangers and fun.
Extravaganza.
And that's
you might happening. You might even get some 2 hour Settlers of Catan games.
That sounds going great. live commentary with a little
music
in
the background. We only got through half a game last time.
So maybe we'd actually make it. That would be pretty dope.
I don't know if we could do a Cities and Nights, maybe just a
Cities and Nights is more entertaining even for the people at home.
If you like Cities and Nights, if that's your favorite expansion pack, call in. I'm doing Scott's job tonight. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. If you like the basic version better of Settlers of Catan,
Skype us. WMFO-DJ. Yeah, man.
And if you don't like Settlers of Catan, then... don't call.
Do not
we
call.
Do not
oh, we're getting a call right now.
We're getting a call right now. Okay.
I wonder what this person's going to say. I wonder what their favorite
Where's
is.
Where's the cheat sheet? All right, hold on.
Hold
Be
on
right
a
back.
Sec.
Sorry about that. We had a caller. His name was Gus.
He was a very nice man.
Former.
He said that his favorite expansion pack was the... he didn't Skype us, but he did say that his favorite expansion pack was Cities and Nights. So, That's correct.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I thought I heard Gus say that his favorite expansion pack was Seafarers, which... if those of you who don't know, Seafarers is the worst expansion pack. Actually, I do not know that. Don't add me about that. I've never played Seafarers.
Me neither.
But it's not Cities and Nights, which is definitely the best. Also, because I've played two, And among the two that I've played, Cities and Nights was better. And it's better than the original game. So
what was the other one you played?
We have it. It's Traders and Barbarians. It's like a bunch of mini games. It's like unnecessary.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, this is an enlightening conversation.
Okay. Well, Gus did say that that he is on his way, and also potentially, well, Scott is definitely on his way. Maybe Gus.
And so is my B&H Family Radio partner. She is also on her way.
It's going to be a party. Stick around.
Stick around.
This is how the girls turn up? Then I'ma stick with the girls.
I'm a NASCAR bitch and a nice car bitch. Speed into this money, call me Big Rich. Had a big Rolls and a Rolls Royce. Leave you in the dust, fans screaming, lose her voice.
Left.
Yeah. You know how I feel. I'm in love, but you still, yeah. It helps, but it kills. You're loving, you're loving. It hurts, it heals. It breaks, but it builds, ooh, yeah. Your power and your will. You're loving, that's your loving.
I wanna feel it, something I can feel. I know the things that I've been feeling ain't real. Wanted to know what it felt like for them to like me. Now I know I gotta say it's mighty frightening. Wanna use it, use my frontal lobe. But these feelings took the shit around the globe. Got sick and tired of always feeling lonely. Got this golden child shit popping with my homies. It's a hell of a feeling, I put this thing on the map. Remember back in the day, talked a whole lot of smack. It was hard for the black kid, used to get at my gap. Used to steal all my groceries and now I get to the racks. Used to be ugly but now I hit from the back. Aside from the front and I swear this pussy like cracks. Nigga got rhythm, I like to hear that shit clap. I like to hear that shit back, I like to hear that shit. Further from home, the unknown is all that I know. Couldn't atone on the phone. I wish that I would be on my own, all alone. I wish that I would quit being stone, be a stone.
Hey, Luke.
What's up, Benjamin?
Get off your phone. It's time for the PSA.
Okay, I'm off. Would you like to hear a PSA?
Oh, look who's Woo! Here.
Wow, oh. We got boys. Look who it is. We got boys and girls. And guess what else we got? We got dried fruit. If you're looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source, a natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, which is very important. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. And that's a little PSA from the your boys and girls here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Freeform. Very fun, very cool radio.
I like dried mangoes.
That's awesome, bud.
That's great.
Trader Joe's has good. I love dried mangoes.
I need to get that when I go to Stop and Shop again.
Why don't you introduce yourself to the people? Who are you again?
Hi, I'm Jeremy Shockey. Former tight end of the New York Giants. No, I'm Scott Einsiedler.
Former tight end
of the New York Giants.
Wow. Are you going to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl too?
I mean, I'm playing for the Giants, so
I don't know.
Just kidding, I'm a huge Giants fan.
And to Scott's right, who do we have?
Gus.
Could it be you were the Gus from the call earlier?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
It's a mystery.
Sounds like a mystery from the Gus who sounds like the last Gus.
But you know what's definitely not the best Settlers of Catan expansion pack is Cities and Nights. So,
it's wow. Funny you should mention
so you
that
just
because
contradicted yourself.
What do you mean? I've held this opinion all along. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you called in. If you didn't like Cities and Nights, you were supposed to Skype in.
This must be a different Gus.
It must have been a different Gus.
This Gus doesn't know what a phone is.
All right, Ed, get a little meta.
To Gus's right, we have
Dave Matthews, everybody. Dave Matthews
Dave
is here.
Dave Matthews Band.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, Dave.
That's Dave.
Nobody knows, but that's his talking voice.
Yeah, that's his talking voice.
You've only ever heard his singing voice, actually. And that's
Dave, and I'm Matthews. Hi.
All right.
Don't you love that we showed up? It's great.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, he's got 35 minutes late.
Can I read an advertisement at some point?
No, we already did that.
I was.
Well, you can do it in the next hour.
Yeah,
yeah. I was out at Ultimate Frisbee, rolling my ankle and being in pain.
That's nice.
How was
that? Are you gonna quit?
I really rolled
my ankle and I'm in pain.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, it's okay.
Why are you holding it so crookedly?
It's the other ankle.
Okay.
Of course.
You should make pain noises for the audience to hear.
Ah, ow, ouchie. Ooh.
Is that the noise you made on the field when it happened?
Yeah, and then the coach is like,
who's the coach?
Coach Pudge.
Gotta love him.
Gotta love him.
Coach Pudge.
And he was like, ooh, ow, ouchie, ooh. And then the whole team was like, ooh, ooh, ouch. And then we all rolled our ankles together.
Scott got a lot of attention today. It was both of our first days showing up, and everyone kept being like, Scott, what's up? And I was like, hi. But Scott is adored by the Frisbee team, for sure.
For no reason.
For
well,
you're
an icon,
you're
Scott.
You're an icon.
Yeah, but they all are like Frisbee, and I'm just like, hey. Frisbee?
Yeah, but that's why they love you.
There needs to be more people that are skeptical about the sport.
I know.
Highest level.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is when professional athletes are like, yeah, I sort of like it.
Like, I love that.
Like, there's
I
a baseball
love it
player
so
named Anthony Rendon who just got like a $250 million contract and is like really good. And he's like really known for like repeatedly saying like, yeah, I sort of like baseball. He's like, fine.
I love that. That's the kind of stuff that my parents like hate. They're like, what? Then why are you playing the sport? I'm
a
like,
good paying job.
It's the best paying
yeah.
job.
He's like, yeah, it pays good.
That's
pretty good at it.
I don't know. I'm thinking about being a software developer.
And it's really well known that the best baseball player in the, like, Mike Trout is really into meteorology. And so he literally only tweets, like, weather reports. It's so funny.
That's amazing.
For a second, I thought you meant, like, meteors, like the study of meteors.
What is that called?
Yeah. Wow, that means you're dumb.
It's called weatherology.
Call in at 855-915-WFO. That's 855-915-WFO. That's a 5. 855-915-WFO. If you know what the study of meteors is, and if you are studying that, tell me a fun fact. Tell us a fun fact about meteors.
Yeah.
It's an educational program. It is. We are an educationally funded station.
Fun fact.
Which is why we told you about dried fruit earlier. Mm-hmm. To educate you.
What other things do we know?
We're here to educate you.
What are we knowledgeable about? Well, Luke knows about fish, obviously.
We know about ladder safety.
I learned something today about...
We know about alcohol-related deaths versus other types of deaths. We know about walking is good. And also...
Airplane noise.
What?
What about
you
it?
You don't know that one?
No.
The airplane noise one?
No.
There's something about airplane noise.
Oh, the vegetarian starter kit?
Oh, from classic. PETA.
We know about, a lot of things.
Don't do crack, I believe it is. That's on there. The don't do...
No go on the crack, please.
Yeah, we know about that one.
Yeah, I think that one's actually...
We know about Ghostface Killa. He says some stuff.
That one is actually...
Wu-Tang.
By the way, I learned a really interesting thing today about a certain class of marine invertebrates. Do you want to hear?
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
There's a... Cirripedia is the class of barnacles, right? And they have a subclass... Or actually, it's a genus called Saculina. And Saculina is a parasitic barnacle that attaches... That they're a parasitic castrator. So they attach to female crabs, and they have a larval stage called the chondrogon, and the chondrogon attaches to the female and castrates the female.
I hate this.
And then what happens is it lays its eggs. When it's ready to deposit its eggs, it deposits its eggs in egg sacs similar to what the crab's eggs are, where the crab's eggs would be. So the crab thinks that it's its own eggs, but the crab doesn't have any genitals. And then the crab deposits its eggs thinking that it's depositing its own eggs, but it's really depositing the eggs of the barnacle.
Damn.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that pretty gnarly?
I thought a chondrogon.
It's like there's a lot of, like, botfly vibes in this past, like, week.
Yeah,
or
true.
Month.
I thought
I can't believe that the larval form is called a chondrogon.
I thought the chondrogon was a Kendrick Lamar sided polygon.
Yeah, and a Kendrick.
An Andrew Kendrick sided.
And a Kendrick Lamar Miller.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Lamar Miller Light.
Andrew, wait. There's a better one. Anna Kendrick, Lamar Jackson. I don't know. Name any Jackson.
Five.
Jackson Pollock.
Well, five. It'd be five, better if Jackson five guys, burgers and fries.
Anna Kendrick, Lamar Jackson five guys,
burgers and fries.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
With ketchup.
Yes. Oh.
Who's that?
Oh my god!
Whoa!
This might be a world record.
New
we got some people here.
Record.
We're gonna stay on the line for you so they can introduce themselves and talk about their lives and what's going on.
Over here.
And share caucus stories.
Caucus stories. There's caucus stories.
Oh, Jenna, come tell some caucus stories.
Did you guys go to the caucus?
Caucus stories? Do you want me to share?
I don't know. Just educate the public.
Hello,
Jenna.
I'm Lily. This is my
BNH Family Radio Show. And just a quick PSA, as we said at the top of the hour, the fortunes have worked out in such a way that the BNH Family Radio Show and the Those Dudes From Earlier Show are back to back this year. So we're going to be doing some 2-hour sessions. We're going to be collabing. We're going to be doing some crazy stuff. It's going to be a great time.
This is going to be the best semester of radio Tufts University has ever seen.
So let's hear some caucus stories. So the Iowa caucus is having. You offer better in a Q&A format. Okay, so.
Did you go to the caucus?
Yes, I did.
Were you in Iowa or were you here?
No, there's this crazy thing called a satellite caucus now. So I caucused in Cambridge.
Caucusing in Cambridge. What a great time. What was the electorate made up of? How what were demographically, what did it seem like?
I would say demographically, mean age 25.
Wow.
Mostly undergraduate and graduate students, but all from Iowa. Exciting.
Was it nice having fellow Iowans to talk to about caucus related activities? Yeah. Or other things?
Yeah, it was actually great. That was the biggest crowd of Iowans that I've seen outside of the state of Iowa ever. By a lot. By like 25 times. So.
That means you've only ever seen one other Iowan outside of Iowa by math. Because you said there was like 50 of them, right?
At one time, yeah. There's never more than two of us in space.
What about your family?
Space. Oh, well.
They don't count. They don't count.
Yeah.
They don't count.
Family counts as one. Wow. So, I don't know if any more questions. Anyone else have any more questions?
How do you feel about the controversy? We're going to have to log this as a political discussion pretty soon.
Which controversy?
We'll interject with lighthearted.
Could you be more specific?
Non-political.
No. I would, okay. Well,
the controversy.
It's pretty bad that the elections are not out yet. Pretty embarrassing. There's definitely a lot of debate as to whether Iowa should be the first caucus.
How would you feel if you
is valid?
If you were robbed of your first in the nation title, would you be upset?
No. I think that would be like that's probably what should happen. But I'd be a little sad. You know, we get some attention, but it's not like deserved.
That sounds like the opinion of both a true Iowan and a true American.
Wow.
Yes. Very honorable.
Whatever you say.
Nice.
All right. Do you want to play more music now?
We've been talking for a long time.
We have been talking for about 25 minutes.
Okay. So
long. That's fine. It's fine though. It's radio.
It's free form.
Howard Stern
it's
talks so forever.
Like, but he also has Hillary Clinton and like how and like
Luke. You should have heard.
Trump is guest. We have great guests.
What's up?
The
and there's prank calls. Yes.
The best. You know the Red Sox guy that we heard on the radio. The guy who talked. Okay. Well,
I do.
We can't badmouth him too much because he does have a show here. But apparently he has. He subbed Lily, right? Didn't he sub like 7 days a week over winter break?
Whoa,
impressive! Some obscene amount. Anyway, apparently he was on like all the time, not just the time we heard him. Just doing his Red Sox analysis. Like,
that's
all
awesome.
Day.
Yeah, good for him.
What a guy!
Respect.
Very very nice guy, according to a lot of people. But does sub a lot? Perhaps maybe too much. I don't know.
Wow.
Call in.
85.
If you're that guy.
You think I memorized the number at this point. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. Speaking of which, you're listening to 91.5 FM in Medford, Massachusetts. WMFO.
Also, if you want to call in and request a song, you should do that. And also, that's it. And we're going to play some more music. Goodbye.
Grandma blue. the PC Brigade. And here comes the mattress on the floor from the bed you tried to get her to make. Now you're living little lives without women, and blaming them for all the change. You thought the boys were gonna stay the same, but no one cares about your good old days. Never thought I'd feel bad for the boys. Never thought I'd feel bad for the boys. Poor Jack, that was slack. He took the bait and hit his girl back. Here comes Mike with the motorbike. Guess you'll never get to see that little tyke. And handsome Corey with his high school glory. Yeah, no one wants to hear those fucking stories. Grammar police, here comes the PC Brigade. And here comes the mattress on the floor from the bed you tried to get her to make. And now you're living little lives without women, and blaming them for all the change. You thought the boys were gonna stay the same, but no one cares about your good old days. Now you're living little lives without women, and blaming them for all the change. You thought the boys were supposed to stay the same, but no one cares about your good old days. Never thought I'd feel bad. Never thought I'd feel bad for the boys. Feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad for the boys. Not so sure I feel bad, feel so bad, feel so bad for the boys. Guess I don't feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad. Feel so bad, feel so bad for the boys.
Late for nobody. got some Looney Tunes biology. The planet storming. Their only purpose is to disagree and do it publicly. Amen. They're always going for the coup de grace. They think they're gonna fuck a movie star. All paths lead to nowhere, and it all adds up to nothing. It radiates more of our loneliness than it does a visible light. Beacon to the cosmonaut, a weekend to the taikonaut. Alright. And then Beijing sends in diplomats. And then the Kremlin sets a wiretap. They send a probe to mine the gold.